Hey Word Nerds! This is a line from the book Call Me By Your Name by Andre Aciman. Did I want him to act? Or would I prefer a lifetime of longing, provided we both kept this little ping-pong game going? Not knowing, not knowing, not knowing. Just be quiet. Say nothing. And if you can't say yes, don't say no. Say later. Is this why people say maybe when they mean yes, but hope you'll think it's no? When all they really mean is, please, just ask me once more, and once more after that. Okay, I know I started last week with a disclaimer on the beginning of the episode, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to do it again because I have to admit that I have a sort of unhealthy obsession with Call Me By Your Name, both the film and the book. So somewhere along the way, I will probably want to fangirl about another line from the movie or a quote from the book. So yeah, expect that. But for those who don't know what Call Me By Your Name is, Call Me By Your Name is a coming-of-age story of Elio Perlman and this unforgettable summer he spends with Oliver, a graduate student staying with his family and assisting his dad in their summer villa. It's just a beautifully written book and completely captures that intense longing that you have for your first love. And also, how volatile your emotions can be when you're that much younger. One day, Elio is completely smitten by Oliver, and then the next day, he's just so annoyed by him. And one of the things that really, really initially annoyed Elio was Oliver's Americanisms, particularly the way he says, later, as a substitute to a proper goodbye. To him, it feels curt and abrupt. But then later, eventually makes sense to him, as we read in this quote. One thing that I learned from Call Me By Your Name, both the film and the book, is how to appreciate subtext. So subtext is basically like the unspoken or less obvious meaning or message of a written or spoken word or something that is communicated. And as a word nerd, dialogue was and is always important to me. I'm obsessed with the Before trilogy because it's basically a two-hour conversation between two people. So when I first watched Call Me By Your Name, it didn't really, I wasn't used to it, but I was also intrigued and immersed in the way that they were communicating so much with just glances and touches and how they never directly say anything. It's like their conversations sound so vague. And spoiler alert for anyone who's not watched it yet, Elio's confession is also never directly said. You will never hear an I love you from either one of them, and they hardly ever outright communicate their feelings for one another. And I think this line in particular really captures that disconnect between what we want to say and what we do end up communicating. There are so many times that we do this, we say, I'm fine, when there's so much more going on. We say, maybe, or we'll see, when all it really means is that, well, you just want time to figure something out, you know? And sometimes it's a shield. You know, when you don't communicate something, you will never be able to hold someone accountable for it. You will never be able to hold someone accountable for hurting you or misunderstanding you if you don't make yourself understood. Sometimes it's easier to blame things on miscommunication than actually trying to say what you want to say. And if someone doesn't meet your expectations, you can say to yourself that it's because you weren't clear about it. And that makes the failure okay. Well, if it's not okay, it makes it a little bit more bearable and less painful. You remove the blame and place it on yourself, because sometimes it's easier that way, because you don't like the idea of someone disappointing you. And it can also be how you maintain something. Like, for example, their situation where they're just picking up hints from each other but not really saying anything directly. It's Elio's way of keeping this thing up, because naturally, people want closure and clarity. And if you don't have that, you tend to stick around to find it. And that's all that Elio wants. Elio just wants Oliver to stay. So once again, this is the quote from the book Call Me By Your Name by Andre Aciman. Did I want him to act? Or would I prefer a lifetime of longing, provided we both kept this little ping-pong game going? Not knowing, not knowing, not knowing. Just be quiet. Say nothing. And if you can't say yes, don't say no. Say later. Is this why people say maybe when they mean yes, but hope you'll think it's no? When all they really mean is, please, just ask me once more, and once more after that.